exclusive content, insightful analysis. Join the conservatives at rightwisconsin.com.
Again, joining me live in studio is the president of Edge Messaging, Brian Fraley, and the acting managing editor of rightwisconsin.com, Kevin Bedversi. Let's get right to it. So, Brian Fraley, we're getting close to the end game. Is there any path whatsoever for Donald Trump to get 270 electoral votes, because that's ultimately what it's all about?
Yes, there is a very, 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 very narrow path for him to get 272 electoral votes. That would mean he wins Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, manages to hold Utah, still wins Arizona, and, you know, maintains Texas and Georgia and some of these other weak states.
Yeah, so what do you actually think is going to happen? So your sense, Kevin Bedversi, do the polls, are they tightening? You know, some polls seem to show Hillary Clinton with a growing lead, some polls tightening. What is your sense?
My sense is I still think this is probably a 6 to 7 point race in Hillary Clinton's favor. It may grow. I mean, the real question for me come Election Day is ground game and what's going to happen there, because Trump is not invested in a ground game. She apparently has a 5-to-1 advantage in terms of staffers in that area.
How important is the ground game, Brian Fraley? Because this is the kind of stuff that you used to do
in a close race. The ground game makes a difference.
Yeah.
If it's within 2 points, mm-hmm. whoever has the superior ground game will likely win. I think it is much more likely. I said there's a narrow path for Trump to get 272. I think it's much more likely that he's around 175.
Really?
The worst case scenario for Trump would be getting 157 electoral votes. That's Dukakis territory, losing Utah to Evan McMullen and Clinton rolling up 375 electoral votes. That's still possible. I think it's going to be closer to Hillary at about 340, 350.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, that would be considered a blowout.
Yeah, it's a whooping.
The Jim Garrity analysis this morning at the corner and in his in his newsletter was literally the doomsday, you know, the apocalyptic scenario for Hillary Clinton is she hits 375. I mean, that's the believed ceiling now.
So, but what is happening on the polls? I mean, if you looked right now at the Drudge Report, it would focus on the fact that on the ABC tracking poll, you'd gone from plus 12 on Monday to only plus 4. So she's dropped 8 points in 1 week.
Yeah,
so
no,
is there some sort of
Trump went from getting 78% of the Republican support to 83% of the Republican support. That's all.
Yeah,
that's all. That's the difference. And Republicans, some Republicans will come home, but others, Charlie, like you and I and others, will decide, you know what? I will not go to Trump. I've been never Trump. I'm staying never Trump. I'm going to Evan McMullen or staying home or doing something else.
That and also Drudge and a lot of these alternative media or conservative media sites are suddenly making this into a national race. This has never been a national race. Yeah. This is essentially a 50-state contest where the Electoral College and these state polls matter. If the state polls are completely off, maybe, who knows, he could pull it off and, you know, we're all, you know, having
my favorite headline in Drudge today. Give you an indication of where they're at. Trump will win the election and is more popular than Obama. AI systems finds it's a link to a company, an artificial intelligence program.
Yeah.
Or something.
Oh,
I mean, when you're at that.
Yeah, people without human intelligence. No, look, there's no doubt that Trump supporters are much more passionate than Hillary Clinton.
Oh yeah, totally.
Much more.
I mean, these guys will go
there are people who haven't voted in the last 40 years who will walk through fire to vote for Donald Trump because he's given them a reason to be a permission slip to be angry and a scapegoat for everything that's wrong with them. So they will do that, and there are people like that. So we shouldn't discount the fact that, for example, Trump is going to do better in the Wausau and Green Bay media markets than any Republican since Reagan's reelect in '84.
Yeah, I concur with.
Okay, so again, is what's real and what's a mirage? Is Texas really a toss-up? Iowa, Georgia, those states. I mean, it's particularly Georgia. These should be solid Republican states that we shouldn't even be talking about. So are they in play?
I can't imagine that Georgia and Texas are in play. I cannot imagine that.
The only way I see either of those states being in play is if he's completely lost women and you have this massive minority turnout, especially in Texas among the Latino vote.
Yeah.
They're seeing like Harris County where Austin is just with insane early voting numbers. And then the other thing about Georgia is that, you know, people forget, you know, the Atlanta metro area is the modern South that a lot of people don't think about.
Atlanta.
And they're not from Georgia.
They're not from Georgia. So what was once southern is now kind of becoming this new kind of metro New York area.
Iowa, which was looking like it was going to be the one state that Trump was going to win, is now, according to Quinnipiac, 44-44. Who knows how that's going to go, but that's clearly
what I like to do, too, is I like to... How real are the polls, whatever. Let's look at what the candidates themselves
right.
are. Where are they going to visit? And what are they doing? And what is Trump doing? Well, in September, he stopped giving money. Mm-hmm. He gave no money to his campaign.
He gave $10 million today.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
He was embarrassed.
Yeah,
he's embarrassed to do it. Okay.
Within the last 10 minutes, he says.
So $0 in October. He's become a drain on the RNC. Yeah. See, the RNC is supposed to come in and supplement a campaign and give it a turbo boost,
right.
not be the campaign.
He's completely leached. I mean, we were all friends here with Reince Priebus. I actually feel sorry for him on some level because he has let Trump leech the RNC dry of so many things.
When I said Donald Trump is leasing the Republican Party, it wasn't a figure of speech.
Yeah.
He is.
I concurred with you.
He's leasing, only it's a real cheap lease. He's not paying a lot into it.
My fear is he does to the RNC what he did to the USFL.
That's exactly right.
Okay, speaking of Reince Priebus, our colleague, Charles Benson actually interviewed him and asked him, is the GOP better today? And Ryan says, well, the party's different in some ways better. Let me just actually, in fairness, give you his actual quote. Charles Benson, do you think that Donald Trump has made the party today, that party is better than it was 4 years ago? Priebus, I think the party is different. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think, let me get pop-up ad here. I think that bringing people into the fold that haven't been involved before, having 25,000 people at every rally in Florida, is a good thing.
Look at the county GOP headquarters across Wisconsin. Do an honest assessment of how many people are in there making phone calls, mm-hmm. how many people are showing up at the Wisconsin Get Out the Vote phone banks and lit drops, and tell me that Trump has been good for this party. He is not. He is not. And to think that the Trump people who don't identify as Republicans. There's so many people you see. They're saying, I'm voting for Trump, and then screw the party. I'm not voting for any other Republican because they haven't done enough for my orange God King. Donald Trump has not been good for the Republican Party. No honest assessment would make that case. I understand why the RNC chairman has to do that because he doesn't want to take a phone call from Donald and get, you know, berated on Twitter for 5 days.
Okay, so one of the strangest stories of the strange election year is Utah, the Mormon vote, and Evan McMullen. I'm writing in Evan McMullen. I know you are, Brian Fraley. Is Edmund McMullen, does he have a legitimate shot to win Utah?
Yeah, I think he has a legitimate shot at Utah. I wouldn't write out Idaho, and Wyoming could be interesting as well. Look, the original idea of this campaign was to deny any candidate 270 votes, send it to the House, and hopefully saner minds would prevail and prevent Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton from being president. I'm still voting for him because it's a conservative that I believe in and I can feel good about and proud about, and that's the direction I think the Republican Party should go, that kind of conservatism. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and if he wins, look, not only will he be the first third-party candidate to get electoral votes since '68, he'll be the first, I believe, candidate for president without a partisan affiliation at all to get electoral votes.
Yeah, people forget that Ross Perot did not win the electoral votes. Okay, I want to take a quick break. I do want to talk about these WikiLeaks emails, what we've learned about Bill Clinton Incorporated and whether it's going to make a difference in this race. Also, the Obamacare issue making a last-minute appearance. You're listening to News Radio 620 WTMJ. We're in the middle of the Right Wisconsin Week in Review. It is 11:19. Kevin Minversi, Brian Fraley, joining me live in studio. I'm Charlie Sykes. Okay, let's look at these emails. The conventional wisdom is there's no smoking guns. But this latest email in which this Doug Bann guy is describing this nexus between the foundation, the State Department, and getting these speaking bids for Bill Clinton and how much money he steered to them, I mean, this is sleazy. This is... is this going to have an effect on the election? Donald Trump is going to pound this. He ought to pound this. Is it going to make a difference?
I think when you add in things like early voting and all the other stuff and the fact that Donald Trump has so toxified his own brand, it's not really going to matter in terms of who people are going to vote for. I think it's going to matter in what happens post election day, and if she's going to have any sort of like honeymoon. The most fascinating thing, and this was...
I agree with everything you just said.
And the most fascinating thing about these...
For the first time in our country,
about these emails, was that you didn't really find you didn't just find pay for play. You found something, and this is I'm stealing a line from a commentary podcast, John Podhoretz. You found pay for pay, which was essentially was okay. If you give $12 million, that's great. But then could you also give you know another $500,000 for a
speaking
fee?
This is old fashioned corruption. This is not the sophisticated where you have to explain it and you have to do the flow charts. This is pretty easily understandable.
It is a reminder.
Yeah.
Of just, I mean, this is the cattle futures, from
White House travel office.
Everything. It is. It is a reminder of just how sleazy and disgusting these people are. It does play into not only Donald Trump as opponent of Hillary Clinton, but it plays into Donald Trump as this whole system is rigged. It's awful. We need to blow it up. And there is a big chunk of blow everything up, burn it down voters this year.
Yeah. But will this make a difference in the last week of the campaign?
It will make a minimal difference. I think it might take some wavering Republicans who are just like, that's it. You know what? I can't. Mm. I can't. But I am still surprised at the number of Republicans who have told me they're voting for her.
Really?
That just blows me away, especially in the Dane County area. And I know a lot of people roll their eyes and say, well, Dane County, that's liberal.
Yes.
Dane County has a lot of Republican votes because it's a big county.
It's third most in the state?
Yeah, and it's a big county. It is a big target for Republican votes in a statewide campaign.
Well, I disagree. I agree. I think any other candidate would be able to really capitalize on this. This is, of course, the disadvantage of having somebody as bizarre as Donald Trump.
Right.
But also, the early voting will minimize the impact. So many people have voted. What is it? It's over 10 million now, right? 12.6 million. That's number one. Number two, I just get the sense, and I could be wrong about this, of course, is that people kind of hunkered down, and they made up their mind, and they want it to be over, and there's not a lot of wavering back and forth. A lot of people, I think, have checked out of the election.
Yeah.
They just want to get it done.
I think a lot of political candidates are really slow on this.
Yeah.
The new way people make their decisions, when they make their decisions and how they exercise their franchise.
Yeah.
A lot of people are still saying, okay, it's get out the vote time. It's November 1st. Well, that's too late.
I think so. But also, Kevin, I think you also pointed out this is going to have an effect. There will be a hangover effect after the election. There's normally a honeymoon period for a new president. There is not going to be a honeymoon period for Hillary Clinton. And I think that this sort of, taint of scandal and corruption is going to hang over her presidency. And quite frankly, as I've said before, if you want to predict what's going to happen in the future, just look what's happened in the past, character being destiny, and boy, we have learned without any ambiguity what we are about to get.
Any other Republican candidate would be just mopping the floor.
Okay, Senate candidates got a gift this week. Republican Senate candidates got a gift this week with the Obamacare hikes. If there's any question about it, Obamacare is the steaming pant load that a lot of us predicted that it would be. Will that have an effect, at least on the down ballot races at all, Brian Fraley?
It could. I mean, you'll remember since July 4th, I've been coming on this show and your TV show saying,
you have,
I wish Ron Johnson would talk only about this issue because it is a difference maker and it's a big distinction between the two. Now, he did in the last couple of weeks really focus on that. So could it be a difference maker? Well, we know that Ron Johnson's been swimming upstream. No Republican has won in for U.S. Senate here in a presidential election year since Caston in 1980. Mm-hmm. So the odds were stacked against him. But clearly, the Democrats are nervous. They're starting to pump money into the state again.
Very interesting. The Senate Majority Fund, which is the Democrats, just announced that they were dumping a bunch of money into Wisconsin. People's eyebrows went up because they're going, so you're not putting money into Florida against Marco Rubio, but you're putting money in Wisconsin, which haven't you been telling us that that's a safe Democratic?
Yeah, they're not doing it on a whim. They've got data.
Yeah, Harry Reid, since last November, has been saying this Senate seat was in the bank and earning interest for them.
Yeah.
That he did not, they had no reason whatsoever to worry about Russ Feingold, that he was fine, he's coming back, so on and so forth. And you look at his ads, you look at the response that's been this week for his campaign.
Yeah, and let's not forget, as much as I want to focus on Obamacare, let's not forget his lie on heroin his attack on the Joseph Project.
I mean, this has not been a great week for
it's been a terrible week.
It's horrific, and I'm not saying this because I was in the 2010 campaign. This has been bad. I mean, even when he has to cut an ad defending his Obamacare vote or what he's going to do, this is doing damage.
Here is a guy that snarks about this successful faith-based anti-poverty initiative. He's getting pummeled on that. It turns out that he charged honorariums to libraries, summer camps, and high school kids because apparently the new Russ Feingold just wants as much cash to stuff in his pocket as possible. That opioid ad, He's being trashed by the fact checkers as a lie. And then, of course, you have the old Obamacare, the Obamacare hike. So, to you know, maybe you know he has such a built-in advantage because of the top of the ticket. But this has not been a good week for Russ Feingold, and that may explain why the Democrats in Washington are pumping more money in. Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some other headlines and the most undercovered story of the week. It is 11:28. You're listening to News Radio 620 WTMJ. So what was the most undercovered story of the week, Brian Fraley?
State Senator Luther Olson in central Wisconsin from Portage up to Waupaca is in trouble and may be the Senate Republicans' sole loss this election. Democrats are dumping seven figures against him.
Radio,
TV, mail, phones, internet.
Huh. I have one related to that. Your undercovered story, Kevin.
In the tech world, a former giant has truly fallen. BlackBerry, which once upon a time was the smartphone for everybody, unveiled its final device this week. And they said, we are no longer making hardware, we are making only software.
Okay, I actually didn't know they still made BlackBerries. I mean, I remember the last time I saw a BlackBerry.
Exactly.
Okay, so, all right. My most undercovered story of the week relates to Brian Fraley's. It is the decision by Democratic allied groups to go after Republicans using the Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks arena vote against them. Now, this apparently is despite a non-aggression pact between Republicans and the Democratic Senate leader Jen Schilling, who apparently promised, okay, you know, we want this for Milwaukee. They are going all in trying to defeat Republicans who supported something for Milwaukee, something that was supported by Milwaukee Democrats. One of the aspects of this, of course, is also that the owners of the Milwaukee Bucks apparently have failed and or are refusing to provide any support for the legislators who actually stood up for them and took a risky vote. And I'm guessing this will have short and long-term political ramifications because a lot of those guys stuck their necks out for the billionaire owners of the Milwaukee Bucks who apparently are not giving them a nickel. Now that their fellow Democrats have decided to
think
use
anyone
this
will notice
them.
That? Think
well, I think they are going to notice it, and if they don't notice it, I'm going to be pointing this out. By the way, RightWisconsin.com is sponsored by the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce and the Transportation Development Association. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me.